from the heart of Bradford. This is BCB 106.6.
Hey everybody, and welcome to On a Crest in Bradford. We're excited to be here. We got a wonderful group of people from around the world, and also from the wonderful community of Bradford, to talk about Leaders Quest, a wonderful organization that's actually brought us all together this week to meet and talk and share, and it's been wonderful. I'd love to be able to introduce everyone first. I'm going to throw it over to Phil to talk a little bit more about what Leaders Quest is. Phil.
Hi, I'm Phil. It's kind of impossible to describe what Leaders Quest is,
sure,
right?
Sure.
It's kind of a weird thing. It's connecting amazing leaders in business, amazing leaders in local level, amazing leaders across the world. And it's trying to find ways to find connections across all those kind of magic ideas that happen at every single level. And what a chance to come and see really inspiring stuff. And the way it works is that you can be a host. Some businesses are hosts, some organizations are hosts. I've been a host, some others of us have been hosts in the past. And we look after people, we go to different countries and different cities to see who is doing what in these great places.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just been a wonderful experience. I think you and I both have done this a few times, but nothing more so cool than being in this great town. So I'd love to. We have a great mix of folks in here. I'd love to go through and just kind of introduce everyone. We have some of our wonderful friends from Bradford over here, so maybe we'll start over here on this side of the room.
Hi, my name's Beth, and you may have heard me on my show BCB Film Review, which is on each week, where I do a lot of film reviews and things such as events around Bradford, which I've lived here my whole life, and it's delightful to know that so many people across the world, you know, come to this city and love it as much as I do. So I'm also here with my sister, who I'll introduce now.
Hi, I'm Holly. I'm Bethan's sister. I often feature on a weekly show. I've grown up in Bradford too, and I think it's wonderful.
Amazing. I'm Fritz, and I'm so glad to be here in Bradford and to sit next to you, Beth and Holly.
Thank you.
Real Bradfordians, which is a pleasure. So I am also a participant now of Leaders Quest. I worked for Leaders Quest before that, and I also worked for a couple of other organizations in Europe, and one of them is Microsoft, Allianz in Germany, where I'm originally from. And for me, this experience to be in Bradford is really special because I've not been here before. I've been to Manchester and London, and there's very different communities there. So really glad and honored to be invited and to be in the studio with you.
Great.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tricia. I'm from New York City, where I work for a not-for-profit organization, and it's called Good Shepherd Services. And what we do is we connect young people to opportunities to help them unlock their potential and succeed. So I see a lot of similarities to themes here in Bradford about being able to unlock people's potential and succeed. So I'm delighted to be here. I've had an amazing time with Leaders Quest, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation today.
Great. Thanks, Trish.
Hi, I'm Carol. I'm from New York City. I'm very excited to be here. It's my first Quest, and it's really great to have my first Quest in Bradford and be here with all of you. I'm a documentary filmmaker. I'm also a mental health counselor, and I really focus on domestic violence and substance abuse, and I'm really interested in all the stories and the community that I've met here in Bradford.
And I'm Phil. I'm still Phil. I'm an architect, and I'm based in London. I come from Edinburgh originally. I actually studied in Sheffield, so I have some understanding of Yorkshire. I work for a practice called Cullinan Studio in London, and we are employee-owned, so it's really interesting to try and share ideas about how we manage ourselves and share ideas and inspire each other in business. And we try and connect great places with buildings and ideas and people, and that's people is what makes places great, and that's what's been magic about seeing Bradford.
Absolutely. So I think we've established we are not liars. We do, in fact, have a wonderful, great mix of people here. So I thought, we have a half hour to talk today. We could talk for many, many, many half hours. But I'd love to just kind of talk first. Maybe we've met some incredible people throughout the week. So maybe just spend a little bit of time just kind of talking about kind of who we met and, you know, what those wonderful folks kind of meant to us. And I'll sort of open the floor to everyone here.
Yeah, I mean, for me, we've visited over the last 2 days different hosts, as Phil introduced earlier, different people that showed us around the city. And as I wasn't mentioned before, I wasn't in Bradford before, so I didn't really have an impression of how it feels like to be here. And now that I've visited some of the people that we've visited, it's an incredible sense of community that came across for me, which was incredibly impressive. And one of the visits that for me really stands out and shook me in a way was the visit in the mosque with Mohamed Iqbal. I've never really interacted with a mosque before. I was never in a mosque before myself, an Islamic mosque. So I was really struck by the sense of community that they've built within the mosque that also includes everyone around their own building. And with Islam being very negatively connotated in public media, really having now a close connection to Islam and to this particular mosque for me was really special. And one moment that I just want to point out is after our visit, we went down the street in Bradford and we saw a couple of different mosques on the road. And every time me and my friend, we were walking together, every time we saw a mosque, we were smiling. And we never smiled before seeing a mosque. So that was just a really wonderful feeling that, for me, emerged in Bradford.
That's great.
Yeah, it's hard to pinpoint one experience because we've had so many incredible experiences. But I will talk about one yesterday with Rosie Friedman. We met her from the Brick Box. Unfortunately, Eleanor Barrett couldn't be with us, but we felt like we got to know her through Rosie. And I was just so amazed at the way they make art accessible to everybody and they bring it into the community. And it was just very inspiring, sort of to redefine what being an artist is and how to make it accessible to everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, again, I would add that it's been such an incredible visit that it is hard to just say who's the person that was most inspiring. But the first day we went to visit the Born in Bradford study with Dr. John White and Dr. John Wright, and he talked a lot about how they're doing this longitudinal study of children born in Bradford, and it really connected with what we do in New York City with my organization, because we really look at data and how data can be used for the better of society. And I was really impressed with how they're taking what they learned from that study and really using it to improve the lives of young people and the communities of Bradford. And particularly he talked about bringing resources back into the schools where it's more accessible to young people and it's more accessible for families. And so it was a really enlightening visit and showed not just, the smart use of data, but also the passion behind these kind of wonderful things that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to jump in and we had so many inspiring, really inspiring. You don't realize how many amazing leaders there are actually in this city in every level. But one really inspiring one was Adrienne Reed in Communities, which is a housing association, huge housing association actually. And she's really trying to do something special with the tools that local government can provide. And it's hard, and it's really hard for local authorities to provide and housing associations to provide. And I think people don't realize how difficult it is for these people that want to do the right thing to do the right thing. And that they're actually, don't always look to them to do that, because there's so many ideas. I think as an architect, I encourage people to, I think as Adrienne would as well, to don't let buildings be done to you. Don't let places be done to you. Come with great ideas. We heard from Kirsten England, who's Bradford City Council, and part of her agenda was don't let government won't stand in the way of great ideas. If you come with an idea for what you want your place to be, make it magic and tell a good story. Come together, share some ideas, but just say it and ask a designer to draw it for you or to help you to draw it, and you can do something really great if you put your mind to it, and the government will help.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we've all read stories and seen instances of communities redeveloping and fixing their problems in wrong ways from a top-down approach. And to be able to see it in this idea of community healing and community development from this organic sort of ground up in so many different ways, whether it's our friends at the International Mixed Ability Sports, Mark, and those guys over there are so amazing, or whether it's the wonderful people at Southfield Grange. The idea of inclusion, no matter your ability, no matter your situation, no matter your socioeconomic. Speaking of inclusion, although our friends here from Bradford, Bethan and Holly, weren't on the trip from us, I know there's experiences that obviously they've had in Bradford. And so this kind of theme of the week, the general overall theme, is this idea of my Bradford. So like, what's my Bradford mean to me? So I'd love for you guys to maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so going back to the you saying you visited the mosque for its from a very young age at school, we went on lots of school trips to like different mosques a lot of the time, and Sikh temples, and sort of lots of being introduced to lots of different cultures and backgrounds within Bradford. And it's so nice that it's such a connected city. And you know, film is something that I want to do, and being surrounded by film so often is great. And you know, there's the Media Museum, the IMAX, and getting to meet you as well, Carol, was amazing, because to learn from, to hear from someone who does a career that you aspire to do in the future is really inspiring, and I've really enjoyed this opportunity a lot.
Well, that's great. You know, obviously we were all kind of in separate groups when we kind of went out, and we shared some of our immediate experiences. You know, coming from a city like Detroit, Michigan, which has gone through its own struggles and its own issues, a lot of issues that people are sometimes afraid to talk about. It's heartening that we come to a community that has talked about some of those issues. Is there, you know, we all, the group of us, come from different cities around the world. Is there something that maybe hit one of you that kind of popped out in conversation that sort of surprised you about what somebody said? Fritz?
It's really funny, because actually what popped out for me was just in this conversation and what Biffin just said, because we talked to Susan, who is obviously the highest leader here in Bradford, and she talked us through some of her principles for Bradford and her governance. And one of them was connectedness, which we will probably touch on later as well. But it's so interesting that Bethan just mentioned this connectedness, and she's on the other spectrum of age and on the other spectrum of society, not in politics. How old are you at the moment?
I'm 17.
17. And with 17, she talks about a similar principle than the top politician in the city does. And I think that shows incredibly the connectedness of the city. And for me, that just really struck me just now in this conversation.
Absolutely.
I just want to add something that I just discovered today coming here, which was amazing to me, because I've been working on a film about the White Ribbon Campaign out of Boston, Massachusetts, and then I come here today and I discover that there's a White Ribbon Campaign here in Bradford. So talk about connectedness and feeling like we really have these common themes, and I don't even have a White Ribbon Campaign in New York City. So to me, that really says something about the community in Bradford and what they're about.
Absolutely. Phil, anything stand out other than obviously our conversations personally?
Are we talking cities here?
Just you know, just any kind of maybe even in you know, what we did a lot after these wonderful visits was there was you know, sort of a time to sort of decompress and debrief and just sort of take in what that is and how it affects us personally, professionally, and so.
Yeah, I've talked about the built environment, but I think the business environment is something that's really important to trying to energize new ideas. You need the economy to be functioning well. And we were really inspired yesterday meeting Joe Dawson from H. Dawson, who's a wool merchant, I suppose, in the historical sense, but also in the very modern sense, and trying to do really interesting things about connecting his supply chain of a Syrian hill farmer and his, where you know, wool comes from all around the world. He was showing us the wool storage, but how he takes that product through its cycles, taking on the burden of a business which has been in the family for a while, but is also really important for Bradford, because that's wool capital of Europe, of the world, right? Mm. And so thinking about what can wool be, how can that actually be a really living, exciting product, natural product, sustainable, there's no microplastics in it, we should be going back to Wool, really, and you should see what he's doing, which is really inspiring, but understanding how important that is to Bradford, to business, to the economy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the beauty of that, sorry, Chris. Sure. The beauty of that, I feel like, is that Joe and his people, they work all over the world, but they still have this connectedness in the sense of how important Bradford is and how important Wool historically was for Bradford and still is in a way. So for me, like this growing of that he fosters and grows this community by really being being connected and to Bradford, that's just amazing.
It'd be really easy for. And I think this goes for loads of things. I mean, I'm speaking to Rosie, with BritBox, for example. It'd be really easy for many of these organizations to just do what everyone else is doing. You know, Joe with the wool industry could just go to the, you know, there's so much competition globally and around the world. You could go down to much more synthetic, all these sort of competing products and ideas and countries. And yet he's trying to do something which is really, it's the right thing. He's sticking to his vision, the vision for Bradford. And I got the sense of that with Rosie as well, and Eleanor, about how the brick box is trying to take something really authentic, which is accessible to everybody, mean something to this place, and isn't just a kind of corporate, generic, global response to entertainment. It's not about entertainment, it's about a place. And I think the connection with place, the importance of place, is something which, God, Bradford's got more than anywhere, I think. I mean, you're in the somebody, Detroit's got the same thing, but I think that energy of stuff can happen here, let's do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and you know, I think kind of before we get into sort of a discussion of the themes, we would be remiss to have a conversation about coming to England for the first time, as I have, and not talk about the wonderful pubs that are in this wonderful city. So I could not thank the good folks at Corn Dolly and Ben over at the Record Cafe enough for their wonderful hospitality and wonderful records and wonderful conversation. I would feel so guilty if I hadn't mentioned that.
And can we give a name check to Bomtumba, because that was such an amazing Syrian restaurant
went
to. So we should recognize them as well.
All the wonderful restaurants, and of course the folks who members of Bradford who took us out to dinner, Keith, Mr. Yorkshire Keith, and all the wonderful Rudy and everyone
People's
over there.
Homes.
Absolutely.
And I just want to say it's, you know, what's struck me is it's been just a week full of surprises. Like, I was wouldn't have dreamed that I would come to England and stick my hand in an alpaca bin full of alpaca fur, much less, you know, get to spend some time with leaders who are, you know, loaded with integrity, who are have that pioneering spirit of Bradford, but also just really be making creative solutions out of what seemed like tough issues. Also, would have never dreamed I'd be in an empty Marks and Spencer and throwing balloons against the wall, which is something we actually did.
Absolutely great.
Which was, so it's just, you know, there's surprises, there's moments of clarity and moments for reflection. And it really took me to a really different place. And I think it's been very transformative for all
That's
of
great.
Us.
And did we expect to be at Bradford Community Broadcasting at 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning?
Absolutely. I'm surprised we're able to function so well. It's actually very impressive. And one of the things, as we get towards the last third of our show, is to when we could talk about the wonderful people of Bradford, not the least of which Bethan and Holly, but all the great hosts that we've had. But I'd like maybe to have the room sort of kind of sum up the themes of the week and what we were meant to come here to talk about and kind of what that kind of meant to you. And I'll leave it to you guys to kind of talk about that for a little bit before we end the show.
Well, I was going to bring that piece in. We met Susan Hinchcliffe on the first night. First night, wasn't it? God, it feels like weeks we've been here. We've been here for 3 nights, 4 days. And she really, God, inspiring introduction to the city and the challenges and the opportunity. But her recurring message was Bradford's connected, pioneering, and confident, and trying to create that energy in everything that we do. And we've been talking about that all the way through. It's kind of been a hook for the rest of the time here. So we're going to talk a bit about those three things: connected, pioneering, and confident. As we round
my off. Experience of connected this week is community, and what does community mean in Bradford? And how do people participate in that community here? And I mean, just for me personally, the connectedness here to Bethan and Holly is amazing. As you know, as aspiring filmmakers themselves, it's inspiring to me to meet them and to be able to have a conversation with them in terms of what their interests are and what they're doing. And I sense this real connectedness in Bradford as a community and wanting to sort of move the community forward together as a whole.
That's great, Carol. And then for pioneering, which was really a theme throughout, I feel like, every visit. And we unfortunately went on different tracks, so we didn't get to see every single Bradford host. But what I saw was the work that Adrian Reed was doing at In Communities and really looking at having to make very tough choices, but using all of her knowledge and all the data to make a pioneering choice that would be for the benefit of all of Bradford. But also Rosie and Eleanor at the Brick Box, who takes a Marks and Spencer and turns it into a woodland adventure. I'm so sorry I missed that, because it just seems like quite the show. But also Dr. John Wright at the Born in Bradford Research, pioneering these studies that are going to give Bradford and England and the rest of the world these really amazing kind of results and ideas. So, and then I see it in Bethan, our young person here today, which we haven't had an opportunity to really speak to very many young people. But your confidence and your just generous spirit is completely evident immediately. So I feel like you're going to be a pioneer of Bradford as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Tricia. So great to hear as well the reflections of our team. And for me, I mean, this word of confidence, I was impressed by Susan's confidence and by Kirsten's confidence, actually. And for me, it was special to see that there are two women in the highest political position, really showing female leadership and female power in a way. And for me, that came across not only powerful and not only confident, but also still having in mind the community and being nurturing for the community. And for me, this combination of confidence and nurturing, that's how real good leadership emerges. And I'm proud to have been in a city that is led by two strong women that are so empathetic, like the two of them are. And I want to thank both of them for welcoming us to the city, to this wonderful city. And for me, this idea of confidence, I have gained a lot of confidence in Bradford, and that is not only through Susan Kirsten, but through everybody I met and we met. And Susan Kirsten, I think, are such amazing people to lead that community with much confidence.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that struck me, in it's more of a personal theme, is this idea of I'm a middle child, right? So there's always the chip on your shoulder of your era. Maybe not as handsome as the younger one, but you're also not as successful as the older one. And also coming from Detroit is the middle child, as it were, of cities. You're not Chicago, you're not New York, you're in Detroit, right? But we're Detroit. And I see that in Bradford. And you can talk all you want about, Leeds and Manchester, but no, this is Bradford. And it's a fantastic town, and we just can't thank you enough. I know Holly and Bethan, you weren't part of these themes, but these are sort of general themes that I'm sure you learn about in your wonderful schools. Is there sort of a, you know, just in the short time we've kind of been talking and what you've experienced in Bradford, is there kind of like a one-word theme that you can kind of think of that inspires you, Holly?
A one-word theme that really connects with me with Bradford in a way is influence. The Media Museum in Bradford is quite a big thing, and it is the main reason that I got into film in the first place. I loved to go there as a child and see all the different like motion stop animation, and the way that the films were constructed was really inspirational for me.
And going back to confidence, you know, Bradford has given me a lot of confidence. Working at BCB doing volunteer work has helped me gain a lot of confidence in public speaking. And, you know, I used to be very nervous about, you know, openly speaking to a lot of people, and radio has given me that confidence to go out there and, you know, do film reviews and talk about what I'm passionate about. And it's also given me the opportunity to meet, you know, so many amazing people from around the world. You know, who have travelled to so many places but have decided to come here to Bradford. It's an amazing opportunity, and I'm so glad that you've all come here.
Absolutely.
It's been great.
Yeah.
I feel like we have the future leaders here in front of us.
Yeah. An Academy Award in the making.
Just please remember us, just in case we get in trouble next time we come to Bradford, if you are the future leaders. So we greatly appreciate that. You know, we have a little time left before we wrap up. We've kind of had this ongoing discussion among the group of us, and since we've come to the station and met these unbelievable volunteer DJs, including Adam, who has a music show, and we've kind of had this conversation about music, and this is my first time in England. I've been inspired by the country for so long, culturally. I mean, my point of reference for anything English is, you know, Beatles and Monty Python and Billy Bragg and Frank Turner, and all the lyrics that inspire me about those songs and about that humor and about that outlook on life is absolutely defined by essentially everyone we met. So that is not a I'm sure everyone listening totally gets that, I would hope so. And if you don't, Adam, Beatles are not old. They are totally relevant, so please play them on your next music program. In fact, dedicate a whole half hour to them, if you'd like. That would be wonderful. I want to, you had something?
I was just going to connect that with the Ahmadiyya community that we met in the mosque. There's quite a sort of formal generosity, but I think there was that giving sense in terms of voluntary time that we felt. And that's the sort of extra over that everyone seems to be able to give, whether it's money and more often time. But I think if everyone was just putting in that little bit, like they are in this station,
that little bit
times 535,000 people in Bradford.
That little moment, right?
Give it 2%, and you've got a lot.
And there's so many of us that have that kind we had the other night. So, yeah, absolutely. And it's tough when you end a show and we said, hey, we should end it on a song, especially with my opinion of music. For the record, this has gone swimmingly, as the Brits say. We did have a backup plan, and I will point this out, but we're not going to need to use it. But we did have a backup plan to have Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road, and I would sing it to the wonderful visiting audience. But you're fortunate that we have run rather swimmingly, but we came up with a song. I want Fritz to kind of sort of summarize what that song is, and then we'll kind of wrap up and play us out with this fantastic choice.
Thanks, Chris. So it was very funny because after this debate, we came up with this song, Seven Nation Army, which we're going to play in a bit. And for us, it's like a summary of these three wonderful words, connectedness, pioneering, and confidence, because it really shows the confidence and the power that Bradford has to make change. So, this is our spirit to leave Bradford with, and we hope to be back soon with that power in ourselves as well.
Yeah, and absolutely, we want to thank the wonderful people at Leaders Quest for bringing us all together. These moments that we talk about would not have happened without all of our friends and Lindsay and Eric and Kirsten. We love
Shivy
and Shivy, the brains of the operation. Shivy, thank you so much for bringing us together. I want to thank the wonderful people at BCB Radio for existing. I want to thank the people at Bradford for existing and continuing to exist and being a part of this wonderful community, inspiring us as we go off into the world and now that we get to be better people because of you. So thank you all so much for listening. Thank you, Beth and Holly, Fritz, Tricia, Carol, Phil, England, and we will see you soon.
to town.